Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It is that time each Saturday, 10 a.m. on KBright. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Good morning. Happy summer to you. It's here. Wall Street Journal cover today. They're celebrating the first day of the solstice. That's front page Wall Street Journal. I read that. I don't know about you. I love the money, meaning to understand how money changes hands. Mind Over Madness Yoga in Times Square. It was a big yoga event celebrating the solstice. It's amazing. When I grew up in New York City as a kid, Times Square was the place where the streets were lined with prostitutes and heroin addicts. And now I'm looking at a multicultural group. After all, it's Manhattan. And they're doing yoga in the rain. You got to get the article. Front page, Wall Street Journal today, Saturday, the Saturday-Sunday edition. I'm going to put a photostat of this on the website later when I have more time to do that. But we're here in Southern California in bright and sunny Orange County. No, it's not. The cloud cover is absurd. I hate the color gray. How about you? In a few weeks, though, it'll get so hot. It'll be sunny in the morning. The water here in Southern California, I'm in it every day. I live in the ocean, as you know. And watch out for the stingrays. They're out. You can wave to them as you dive underneath the waves. They're running from the currents. Here's my point. Wall Street Journal, yoga. That's good. Better than prostitutes and heroin addicts. So now we're doing yoga. That's good. My point to you, and as it relates to health, and it's the theme of the show, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Straight talk, exactly. It's good that we're doing yoga in the streets of New York City at Times Square to celebrate the solstice. The issue becomes, what level of yoga are you doing? Meaning, what's your understanding of yoga? To an uninformed individual being exposed, it looks like some sort of a dance class on mats on a filthy city street. But to the Swamis of India, it's completely different. Now, what does that have to do with health? Well, 3/4 of disease is driven by imbalances in the neurological system. I hope that means something to you, especially my regular audience. Stress kills. That's a different way of saying it in layman's terms. Your sympathetic dominant. It means the cell, your heart cell, your brain cell, any cell in the body, when it has to spend too much time repairing itself because you've been destroyed from stress, it can't spend any time doing the things it's supposed to do because it's so busy repairing itself. Or you could look at it the other way around. The cell is so busy doing the things it has to do because you're stressed that it can't repair itself. Either way, these imbalances finally create a faulty factory. The cell starts to fail, and in its failure, we develop pathology. Now, there it is in a nutshell. Yoga was designed to take people under stress and self-regulate them. That's at least half their disease. We're going to talk about cancer today. By the way, July 7th, I'm having a large gathering at one of the local hotels. We're going to discuss cancer, what you can do to prevent it. But you can't say that. You can't say, what can you do to prevent cancer, without saying you have to understand it. Cancer's not cancer's not cancer's not cancer. If you don't understand what cancer is, forget about it. There's no real approach for you if you don't understand what it is, thus the education. But no matter which way you cut it, whether it's cancer or anything, it comes down to balancing the neurological system. My point is, to what depth do you understand that statement? And then my point is if you're a newcomer and you're sitting there in Starbucks, flicking open the pages of the Wall Street Journal, and you see a bunch of people from all parts of the globe huddled together in the rain on mats on a filthy city street doing yoga, that's your version of it. I want you to understand there's deeper levels. Look, you cut it any way you want, unless it's your particular area of expertise, right? You're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're a CPA, you're a construction guy, you're a plumber, you're a mom. Whatever your level of expertise is, outside of that level of expertise, you're the masses. Let me tell you something about the masses, in case you don't already know, which you really do. You get all the dirt. What you get is mass marketing. You don't get information, you get mass marketing. And now we have, of course, a globalist-driven media that's going to make it even worse. We didn't have fake news 50 years ago, in a sense. So it's just gotten worse in that sense. So my point to you is, as it relates to health, when you look into these different venues in health, yoga, Pilates, Qigong, Kung Fu, nutrition, herbs, anything, sports training at Equinox, you're the masses, and you're getting the watered-down Cliff Note version of it. Now that explains me. That is where I come in. Because I was just the guy going back 25, 30 years ago that wanted to see you, when you got sick, get better. And they told me, well, you got to go to this school and that school and the other school. And there I am now at approximately 60 years old, and I'm still in school because knowledge is power. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the translation from your chronic symptomology, your disease to cure. You curing you using these various tools we call holistic health, that is a chasm as wide as the Mississippi. Forget about it. Right? Forget about it. You have to respect with gravity and depth all of these things. And that's what the marketing behind a lot of stuff like yoga and massage and chiropractic and acupuncture and herbs doesn't do. It doesn't want to bring you the gravity of it. It wants to bring you the sale of it. And if not that, if not that it's not well-intentioned, but there's deep meanings. Get the Wall Street Journal, man. Just get the I love the paper. That paper, you know why? Because it revolves around money. And the beautiful thing about money is people get serious, right? When does someone return your phone call? Honestly, come on. All of us with cell phones. When does someone return your phone call? When you've called them to tell them that you owed them money and you want to pay. Boop! 2 seconds, they're on the phone. Right? But if it's the other way around, forget about it. A serious discussion of money is what occurs, at least to some relative extent, with the Wall Street Journal. Here's another one. Yeah, I want to do this. Front page, I have to do this. Where death rates are rising. Heart disease roars back. Younger people and women are more often stricken. Obesity and diabetes stall the decline, meaning over 5 decades, we dropped the rate of heart disease 70%. That's huge. That's a great testimony to modern Western medicine. Get fat, be diabetic, stuff your face, let Taco Bell make billions, but we're still going to lower the death from heart disease because we're so good with technology and so good with drugs. I don't turn my back on that. When it's time for Western drugs, do them. When it's time for Western surgeries, do them. They are their own miracles, and they're getting better. But paper here, Wall Street Journal, Saturday, today, heart disease roars back. It ain't working anymore. And what it goes on to point out, it's got a picture of the United States of America on it. It's pointing out that outside the cities, in most of the rest of the United States, heart disease is soaring. And it's this big mystery that, you know, a bunch of bozos are going to get money for to figure out. They ought to call me. I'll tell you. Why? You tell me. Why would, not the cities, but why would all the South, all the Northwest, all Central America, all Central United States, Ohio, that kind of thing. Why is heart disease soaring there? Not the cities, the suburbs, and out there in the country. Why is heart disease soaring there? Let's see if you've got a good intuitive sense of that. Yeah, what you should realize is, what I realized about 20 years ago, that's where 50 or 60 years ago, all the farms used to be. You know, the little farms? Not the big farms, the little farms that everybody had. You were dirt poor. You were living like they do down in Baja. On $2 a day they live. But their food is fantastic. They're all in their little small farms. They got these little plots in their backyard. And they know how to grow food on non-pesticide-driven soil, farmed like it was farmed 1,000 years ago. And that's the way the farms outside the cities of much of America were 50 years ago. So you saw much less heart disease. Now, what's happened in the last 10 to 20 years there? You should go. It'll make you cry. You go to any of these suburbs and what was formerly countryside, that still kind of is, in the South, in the Northwest, in Central America here, United States. What was once a farm is a strip mall. The farms are gone. So a guy with no money, now you got to get this, a guy with no money 50 years ago was living on a buck a day on a farm. He might have been a sharecropper, but he was eating real food. Now those farms are strip malls. That same guy is working in a factory, in some lab, at some strip mall, at a security job, eating nothing but Taco Bell. That's why heart disease is soaring in those places. And the net effect of it collectively is what this article is about. This article doesn't mention any of this. This article doesn't even understand what I'm saying. And none of your medical doctors really understand what I'm saying. But you understand what I'm saying because you tuned into the show. Thank you. An insight into the way I think. I have a very different life than most people. I've done nothing. Well, not nothing. But the last 40, 30 years of my life have been extremely focused on all the dynamics around the word health. So in a single day, I'll make 100 just adjustments, 100 adjustments to my life. I don't even know I'm doing it to make myself healthier and happier. And when I look at how a lot of people live their life, oh my God. For instance, I took an exam this week. Yes, I did below the curve. I mean, forget it. I feel bad for those 20-year-olds. I really, really do. They have no clue. They have no genes. They have no bones. They have no knowledge about health. They're not even that interested in what they're studying. And then there's me. I live for this stuff. So it's molecular cell biology / genetics / microbial genetics, so on and so forth. And I'm down for this exam. You ever walk into a room and somebody stinks? I mean, they stink. They don't stink from not showering. They stink of chemicals. You ever do that? You walk into a room, and immediately it's like, who washed their clothes in Tide? Who washed their clothes in one of those stupid, those disgusting, those carcinogenic, those mutagenic soap garbage? And it stinks. America, wake up. Do you know what I'm talking about? If I walk into a classroom and I smell that, I walk up to the teacher immediately and say, someone has a chemical on their body. I'm going to have an anaphylactic reaction if I do not move. And I will sit purposely distanced away from that smell. so far away that I can't even see the person. I live like this. They even moved the classroom because of me this semester. They did. They moved the classroom. I had maintenance over here at the office yesterday fixing something that nobody ever would have understood was killing our health. And these are the nuances. This is the gravity to which you have to bring your health practice. It's not time. And this is my point. It's knowledge. It's knowledge. Because then you're in pure flow. Then you're the construction foreman. Then you just have to show up at the job and fire out 15 or 20 or 30 commands. And everybody just does what you tell them to do. And then you walk away and you get all the money. And that's what health is. It's knowledge dispensed by commands that you give your environment. You're attenuating the environment, the terrain, to your health. Now, if you can do that as you build your toolbox, you have mastered health. That's what health is. That is what it is. Now, in Eastern medicine, they call that the Vastu, V-A-S-T-U, or the Feng Shui. And, of course, the masses, here's my point, understood the Vastu or the Feng Shui as, oh, I'm going to pay somebody to just come in and they told me to move my furniture around in the house and, you know, sleep with my head pointed a certain way and then it'll all go away. You see, we do that all the time. Health is a pyramid. At the top of the pyramid is the gold. By the time you, the masses, the public get it, it's been watered down to garbage. Which is better than nothing. If you're starving, eat garbage if you can't eat better. Marie Antoinette. If you're starving, eating garbage is better than nothing. But that isn't the point. You're worth more than that. You deserve more than that. What you're not being told, and why I do this show, is you need education. So July 7th, we're doing the cancer seminar. Now, what's this relevant, and how is this relevant to cancer? Oh, my God. To understand cancer and how not to get it. And yes, you don't have to get it. You can enormously reduce the probabilities of cancer. Cancer should not be a mystery functionally or practically speaking. Why? Because in 1900, 1800, 1700, it was rare. Do not let these idiot statisticians tell you that cancer was not rare 200 years ago. You know what these I got to be careful on air here. I really do, man. These idiots. Do you know what they're telling you about cancer? They're telling you that the only reason the cancer rates are going up today, after we've mauled and mutilated our ecosystem, they're telling you, the cancer experts are telling you, it's all over the place. It's all over in the literature. The cancer experts are telling you that the only reason that the cancer rates are going up is because people are living longer. That's it. While that statistic is true, what they're not telling you, so let me repeat it. What the cancer idiots are telling you is that the only reason that the cancer rates are going up, yes, in 10 years, no one's arguing, one out of two people get cancer. Right now, 40%, close to 40% of all Americans will get cancer. Okay? That doesn't mean they will die of cancer. Another discussion. I'm not talking about cancer mortality. I'm talking about getting cancer. Hello, how are you? Have a nice day, but sorry, you got cancer. Malignant cancer. 40% of all Americans will get cancer. That's 2019. 2029, read it. Do it yourself. Do your own due diligence. Vet me. One out of two. Did you hear that? One out of two. Now, we're alarmed, right? No, this is what they're telling you. Don't be alarmed. The only reason those numbers are going up is because we're living longer. We're living longer because we're so smart, because our technologies are so good, because it's just the product of a long life. And the longer you live, the higher the incidence of cancer. As we all know, the telomeres shorten, the cell cycles break, and you get cancer. And therefore, don't worry about it. These people should be shot. I can say that, right? Not literally. These people should be smacked in the head. Not literally, figuratively, metaphorically, poetically. These people should be straightened out, literally. Because that is extremely deceptive. Now, this is how you break that down. If you go back to 1850, if you go back to 1900, and you go to the United States, let's go on a little magic ride. You go back to 1850, and you go to the United States, and you gather together at a big meeting all the people who are age 70. All the people who are age 70. And all the people who are age 60. And you track them for 10 years, 60 to 70 and 70 to 80. All the people in the United States in 1850 that are 70 years old and 60 years old and in between. And you ask them, how many of you have ever had cancer? Yes, we understood what cancer was back then, meaning we knew how to identify a tumor the size of a football growing out your eyeball. Yes, we understood cancer then. We cut you open, we saw tumors. Yes, we understood cancer back then. But we went back to 1850, we gathered everybody together, and we asked them. We found out. We inquired and wrote it down. How many of you have had cancer? The answer to that, my friends, is next to nobody. Next to nobody. And if you remove from that population people in industry at that time, there was industry, not a lot, but there was. If you remove industry, no one had cancer. No one. Now, if you go into the cities of the United States 100 years later, in 1950, and you ask the 60 and 70-year-olds, how many of you have had cancer? It's multiplied exponentially. I'm still on air. I'm just letting it sink into you. You want to know where the devil lives? I'll tell you in one of its locations. The devil lives in idiots that are out there in the literature telling people the only reason the incidences of cancer have risen are because people are living longer. Just use your common sense. You don't have to be me to figure that out. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a scientist. You could dig ditches for a living. You could have a third grade education. And if you use your Christian mind, if you use your soul, you're going to know where the truth is. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I have a strange view on science. I am a scientist, will forever be. But my mission is to translate that stuff into something that you can understand. And I'm going to do that on July 7th. At one of the local hotels, and we're going to go after cancer like this so you can learn to not get it. If you listen, if you understand, if you'll take action, if you'll sweat a little bit, if you'll shed a little blood, if you'll bring a little skin, you can make choices to significantly reduce your probabilities. And you better. You gotta. I implore you to do this. Why? Because that statistic is true. In 10 years, one out of two of us will get cancer. And the main reason is EMF, radiation. That's one of the main reasons the cancer rates are skyrocketing. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, our heroes, the men who transformed America. Nikola Tesla, who put us on AC current, infinitely, infinitely more dangerous to the human organism than DC current. Yeah, you didn't know that. I know. The reason is the cell cannot block radiation. The cell can block. Look, I just came off 36 straight weeks of studying carcinogens and mutagens and all sorts of people that trip up the DNA sequences and blah, blah, blah. Backwards, forwards, in and out, every second. The last 8-10 months. Brutal, brutal stuff. And if you study the cell cycles, the cells can protect themselves from viruses, from parasites, from heavy metals, from all sorts of lethal chemicals, far beyond the LD50. That's another joke. I ought to do a show on the LD50. How idiot scientists determine whether chemicals are dangerous to you. When you really understand how dumb the LD50 is, you'll want to wage war. But my point to you is, the cell can protect itself from all sorts of chemicals. What it can't protect itself from is radiation. Cell phone, computer, and really reality, which is the entire human organism in the cities and elsewhere, is being encased in a magnetic dome that's lethal. That's where it's going, my friends. It's not the only reason. It's one of the big reasons. So you see the parody that I live in. The parody, and this is where I started the show, and this is where I'll end the show. The parody for me is that someone comes from a long distance to talk to me that's in bad shape, and I tell them, move to the woods. And they fall on the floor and pass out, and when they wake up, they want their money back. Now, they don't get it, but they want it, and they're not going to get it, because I told them what to do. And my point, which is where I started the show and will conclude, they don't understand the gravity of the statement. Don't be like that. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Call the order line, the office. Come to the seminar. Ta-ta.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.